Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush and Blair refused to talk about a timetable for removing troops from Iraq. George Bush said commanders on the ground will make the decision when troops should be drawn down. Bush saying politics won't make the decision. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said he thinks it's possible for Iraqi security forces to take control. George Bush says the Coast Guard is all set for the new hurricane season and other agencies working hard to be ready, too. Bush says last year's Coast Guard response to Hurricane Katrina was heroic and will serve as an example to others. Bush spoke at a ceremony during which Admiral Thad Allen took charge as the new commandant of the Coast Guard. The new hurricane season starts a week from today. Bush says the Department of Homeland Security is busy reviewing emergency plans for all 50 states and the nation's 75 largest cities. He says officials are looking for any weaknesses, and if found, they'll find ways to improve them now. Meanwhile, a court victory for Gulf Coast hurricane victims. A federal judge in Mississippi says provisions in a State Farm fire and casualty insurance policy that excluded certain damage from Hurricane Katrina are unenforceable. The ruling comes in the case of a couple suing State Farm, which rejected their claim. They argued the wording on flood exclusions in their policy was too difficult to understand. Major fraud verdicts in one of the biggest business scandals in U.S. history. Enron founder Kenneth Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling convicted of fraud and conspiracy in Houston. Lay emerged from the courthouse to say he still believes he's innocent of the charges that he illegally covered up Enron's broken finances before the collapse of the company. Lay posted a $5 million bond secured with family-owned properties. He was ordered to surrender his passport and stay in the region, avoid contact with victims, and keep clear of gun ownership or alcohol or drug abuse. The Senate passed sweeping immigration reform intended to better secure the border with Mexico and provide a new guest worker program, giving millions of illegal immigrants an eventual shot at citizenship. The vote clears the way for talks with the House of Representatives, which has passed a considerably tougher measure. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow is reported to be on his way out. Sources are saying John Snow has signaled to the White House he is ready to resign his job as soon as George Bush picks a successor. This is Air America Radio News.
conversations about expressing myself maybe in a little more sophisticated manner. You know, wanted dead or alive.
Boy, it was a big day today, wasn't it, huh? In Houston and Washington. In Washington, the Senate approved amnesty for illegal visitors to the country, passed a huge immigration bill. Also, way off the radar screen, the U.S. House of Representatives voted today to ignore environmentalists and open the Alaska North Slope to oil drilling. Not too much of a chance that's going to pass the Senate, but they did it anyway. The Enron verdicts came in, and Ken Lay expressed both his innocence and his belief that the Lord will make things right. Ken, the Lord made things right today, dumbass. And Bush admits, yeah, he's not a sophisticated speaker. Mm-hmm. And water's wet. But he's still blaming his tanking approval ratings on the media for showing images of war on the TV screens. Forget the fact that he created the violent images. The problem is the reporting, not the causing, such it as it's always been. The what else? Oh yeah, the joint in that joint press conference today. We have some sound for you from that. Not a lot, but maybe three cuts that you have got to hear. It's astonishing. You know, Bush saying, and maybe I shouldn't have said some of the things I've said. Okay, why don't you send a message to the families of the almost 2,500 American soldiers who are dead now, George, and the 15,000, 20,000 who are severely wounded, and the tens of thousands who are going to carry PTSD the rest of their lives. Why don't you let them know that, maybe you shouldn't have said bring it on. Maybe you shouldn't have said wanted dead or alive. Creepy bastard. The other night we played a sound clip for you of Bush talking about what he was at a nuclear power plant, and he's getting all Al Gore on us now because Al Gore is getting all immediate, and this is what has to be done on us. So George, never one to want the competition to get the upper hand, had a press conference gave a little speech, I should say, at a nuclear power plant. And among his comments were his fantasy that someday, far off in the distant, beautiful future, we would have our homes would become power generating stations, and the extra energy would go back to the grid, the power grid, and you could sell off the excess energy because of the efficiency of your power generating system. Energy converting system, I should say, you know, from the sun and stuff. And what he left out is that people were selling energy back to the grid way back in the late 70s, early 80s, and Ronald Reagan defunded it. This was one of the first things that this senile old bastard did when he took office, Reagan. Was, oh, no, not going to have any of that. John in Manhattan, Kansas, just sent me an email yesterday just to remind me of that. Or did it come in today? I'd forgotten that, John. Thanks for the reminder. And Dr. D, who sends me quite a few emails that I usually never acknowledge because there's just too many coming in here. Dr. D sent me a political cartoon from, I can't make out the writer, but it's syndicated through United Features. And it's a picture of a wild, crazed-looking Saddam Hussein with his hand up in the air. And the caption says, "My Justice Department assured me I had the constitutional authority to torture and eavesdrop." And Dr. D adds, "Seems as if I recall one of our leaders making a similar statement just the other day. Funny how one is termed a tyrant and the other a strong leader." I guess it depends, Dr. D writes, on which end of the horse you're seated on. Yeah. I can't get over these Bush comments today, though. about, well, okay, you know, Tony Blair stands up there and starts all these mea culpas about the things. Well, maybe we should have, or perhaps maybe, I don't know. You know, and Bush chimes in. So Bush says he shouldn't have said certain things about the war. And I, you know, when I heard this day, I thought, well, you evil bastard, you. How are the people at home who have seen one of their loved ones, a son, a husband, a father, a brother, a sister, a mother, die for this bastard's lies? How are they supposed to feel? I don't know. As far as I know, I've never lost a family member going back as far back as I can trace my family in an armed conflict. I don't know what that feels like, especially if one were to find out that the war was a fraud. Or I should say, to know that the war is a fraud based on lies and deception and greed. Jesus, how do people handle that? Peter Laufer is author of a new book called Mission Rejected, U.S. Soldiers Who Say No to Iraq. He was a Vietnam War resistor, former NBC News correspondent. He's won numerous journalism awards, including a George Polk Award for his reporting on Americans in prisons overseas, and he won an Edward R. Murrow Award for his study of Vietnam War veterans who are suffering post-traumatic stress disorder, and had been for the past 35 years, 40 years. He said today, after hearing what Bush said, he said the following, quote, "The soldiers I met researching this book know how to talk about this war. They make clear the brutality suffered by Iraqi civilians. No one can come away from their stories believing that the U.S. has a chance of winning the hearts and minds of the Iraqis. It's not weapons of mass destruction or Al-Qaeda. It's not exporting democracy or saving Iraq from a civil war. It's not even the breeding ground for terrorists we're creating. We need to talk about the hundreds of thousands of Americans, U.S. soldiers, who are permanently damaged by what they saw and what they did." And so Bush and Blair stand up there today with the kinds of statements that they made. We'll have some sound for you on that a little bit later. The other major story, as they say in the news biz today, was the federal jury convicting Kenny Boy Lay and Michael Skilling for what they did at Enron. Lay was convicted of all six counts he was charged with, and his CEO was convicted of 19 of 28 counts. After the verdicts were read, the judge in the case also found Lay guilty in a separate case of four counts of bank fraud. So Lay was found guilty today of 10 counts of his criminal activity. And Skilling, of course, is guilty of 19 out of 28. Skilling's lawyer, Daniel Petroselli, stood out there at the microphones on the courthouse steps just minutes after the verdict and said, of course, that they would offer, quote, a full and vigorous, close quote, appeal. You bet they were. They will. Petroselli also added, "We've just begun to fight." Oh, really? Well, what the hell is the trial all about? Now, both of these top-level criminals remain free on bond, and their sentencing is not till September 11th. According to the Washington Post, they have spent so far close to $70 million on their defense, and they now face the possibility of spending the rest of their lives in prison. They tried during the trial to they put out a very risky defense strategy. They argued that the company fell into bankruptcy and the financial horror it did, not because of fraud, but because of a market panic fueled by skeptical news reports. Investors who predicted the stock price would drop and concerns about the ethics of their then finance their CFO, Andrew Fastow. Interesting defense, right? It wasn't me, and the devil didn't make me do it. It was those dirty bastards out there on the street who just panicked everyone. Now, this brings to 23 the number of convictions directly rolled out of Enron. And, of course, the collapse of Arthur Andersen, the accounting firm, convicted of obstruction of justice for tampering with documents. When we come back, I want you to hear some sound that you're going to find interesting from Ken Lay after his conviction. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
They're dumb to lose their loot.
Instead of going deaf, it'd be better if he was mute.
And Enron Golden Boy blew off his head.
At least that's what the authorities said.
You got the people lost their savings trying to ponder their fate. You got Dick Cheney's heart pumping 40 ways.
My heart is fine. Our energy policy has never been compromised.
We're hurting now and we need you, Ken Starr.
Kenny Boy should invoke his fifth dimension rights.
Bush and Cheney's and wrong money buddies. This time they went too far.
What is Enron anyway?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Your beautiful tree, attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. So backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Tree and Shrub Insect Control with Merit, the only product to protect your tree for a full 12 months without any spraying. Just mix and pour at the trunk, and it's shielded from roots to tops. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Better science, better results.
Corporate world, sometimes things aren't exactly black and white when it comes to accounting procedures.
Past the hour. Now, Ken Lay had some comments when he came out of the courtroom today as he stood there with his attorney, and I want you to hear this.
I'm going to make a very brief comment, obviously be other times later. Certainly we're surprised. I think probably even more appropriately to say we're shocked. Certainly this was not the outcome we expected. I firmly believe I'm innocent of the charges against me, as I have said from day one. I still firmly believe that as of this day. But despite what happened today, I am still a very blessed man. I have on my left this beautiful lady that's my wife. I have a very warm and loving and Christian family that supports me, a lot of friends, including some out there in the audience right now. And most of all, we believe that God, in fact, is in control. And indeed, he does work all things for good for those who love the Lord. And we love our Lord, and ultimately, all of these things will work for good.
It's astonishing, isn't it? Isn't it astonishing how Republican creep after Republican creep, whether they're in business, military, government, continue to trash and urinate all over the Christian faith? They just don't care, do they? It's just amazing to me. And you know, I just wish I would have been there to say, well, if you do believe that nonsense, Kenneth, that God is in fact in control, then why do you, doesn't that explain your conviction today? On all counts? Maybe God doesn't love you the way you love him, Kenny boy. Maybe he thinks you're a real pisser, and he's sick of you. Maybe he's getting ready to slam you with cancer cells or a heart attack. Isn't that the kind of superstitious nonsense you believe? Now, there were a couple of people who were not on trial and should have been. Robert Scheer, back in February, writing in The Nation, pointed out that the larger crime, this is what Robert Scheer wrote, the larger crime in any proper moral dimension was committed, he's referring to Enron, was committed in the rewriting of the laws on corporate regulation to permit Enron's very existence as a humongous stock market swindler. There simply would be no Enron story were it not for the deregulation of the energy market ushered in by Republican politicians, as Lay himself acknowledged freely in a 2000 interview when asked to explain the common thread in Enron's business model. And he went on to explain it. Scheer says Enron's domination of those deregulated markets was made possible to a large degree through the work of the powerful Washington couple Phil Gramm, then Republican senator from Texas, and his wife, Wendy, who was then the chair of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, CFTC. Perhaps predictably, neither Gramm has been charged with any crimes in connection with the Enron scandal, and both are barely mentioned in the two leading books on the scandal by New York Times business writers. Back in 1993, when Enron was an upstart energy trader and Wendy Gramm occupied the position of chair of the CFTC, she granted the company, the biggest contributor to her husband's political campaigns, a very valuable ruling that exempted its trading in futures from federal government regulation. See how this works, Truth Seeker? Now there's more, and I'll share it with you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
And on the prairie, are in the city. I'll help him round up all the strays. I don't tell much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And kinda all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll look for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken, Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Subway Dinner Theater presents
Buried Alive.
Help, help.
What's wrong, hon?
I'm buried under an avalanche of responsibility. Household errands, client meetings. Help, help.
Okay, we're going out for dinner.
The Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich. Tender chicken, melted cheese, grilled vegetables, 8 grams of fat. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, Subway is registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Fat content statement refers to 6-inch Subway speed without non-low fat content, such as mayonnaise.
flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
All the things I could do. If I had a little money.
26 before the hour. All right, so Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling got convicted today of all sorts of stuff. But the two people who were probably, should have been in the dock with them, the two that were probably the most responsible for this, not George and Laura Bush, Phil and Wendi Graham. Phil Graham, the former Republican senator from Texas, and Wendi Graham, who was the chair of the Commodities Future Trading Commission back in 1993. Back then, when Enron was this upstart energy trader, Wendi Graham granted the company Enron an exemption that in trading its futures contracts there would be no federal government regulation. They could do anything they wanted. Now, she did this for a number of reasons, not the least of which was that Enron was the biggest contributor to her husband's political campaigns. Now, right after she did this, she resigned her position 6 days later. After granting the exemption, she resigned her position. Not surprising, given that she was a political appointee and Bill Clinton had just defeated her boss, the first member of the Bush crime family here in modern times. Now, 5 weeks after her resignation, she was appointed to Enron's board of directors, where she served on the delinquent audit committee until the collapse of the company. Now, this is Robert Scheer writing this in The Nation, February 1st, 2006. Scheer goes on, there was a perfect quid pro quo symmetry to Wendi Graham's lucrative career. Bush appoints her to a government position, the first Bush, where she secures Enron's profit margin by saying, okay, we're not going to regulate you anymore. Ken Lay, a close friend and political contributor to Bush, then takes care of her nicely once she leaves her government post. Now, Wendi Graham holds a doctorate in economics. And she's often cited as an expert on the deregulation policies that she so ardently champions. But she insists that while serving on the audit committee of Enron, she was ignorant of the corporation's accounting machinations. They were all ignorant, right? Scheer goes on, despite her myopia or because of it, she was awarded with more than $1 million in compensation. Scheer continues, a similar claim of ignorance of Enron shenanigans is the defense of her husband, who received $260,000 in campaign contributions from Enron before he pushed through legislation exempting companies like Enron from energy trading regulation. Forget the futures. Wendy took care of the futures. Phil Graham took care of just energy trading regulation, how it was going to be handled, what the law was going to be. The watchdog group Public Citizen noted at the time, quote, this act allowed Enron to operate an unregulated power auction, Enron Online, that quickly gained control over a significant share of California's electricity and natural gas market, end quote. And as Scheer continues, the gaming of the California market, documented in grotesque detail in the emails of Enron traders. Remember those emails? Oh, I set that bitch up today, didn't I? Oh, that MF-er, yeah, well, let's oh, cry me a river. Let's get another $100 million out of it. Remember those? But the gaming of the California market led to stalled elevators, hospitals without power, an enormous debt inflicted on that state's taxpayers. It was only after the uproar over California's rolling blackouts, which Enron engineered, that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, finally reimposed regulatory control and thereby began the ultimate unraveling of Enron's massive pyramid of fraud. Now, because the second President Bush effectively stalled a more timely response to by the FERC, Enron's demise came too late to prevent California from losing its shirt in its desperate attempts to keep the lights on. The state was forced to hurriedly sign price gouging long-term energy contracts in order to prevent more damage. And Bush, the second Bush, even at that late date, still attempted to save Enron by reversing the policy of the Clinton administration aimed at closing off foreign tax shelters of the type favored by the company's duplicitous executives. Bush, the second, who received $1.14 million in campaign contributions from Enron, couldn't understand why the company should not be allowed to have 874 subsidiaries located in offshore tax and bank havens. And Scheer winds up, this is back in February, as the trial reveals just how fraudulent those offshore Enron operations apparently were. Keep in mind that this President Bush was most loath to clear out those refuges of corporate pirates. And the second Bush, this little phony rat bastard, when all this broke back in 2001, was it? Ken Lay. I don't know him that well. No. How do you not know someone whose company has contributed $1.14 million to your political scam? But Phil Graham, remember Phil Graham? He looked like a turtle. As a matter of fact, we used to call him the turtle. And his wife, Wendy, Phil Graham, who used to invest some of his money in the production of hardcore porn. That's right. He was an investor, along with several other people, in the making of pornographic movies. And not that there's anything wrong with that, unless you're a total hypocrite like Phil Graham was, with all his talk of Christ and God and the Lord and Jesus this, and we walk in the hand of the shelter of the shepherd and all this other nonsense. In the meantime, he's investing money in the production of pornographic films. Or, I prefer to call them erotic films, but, you know, pornographic. The whole tribe of these bastards. So, once again, I mean, how much is it going to take? How many people have to be busted? How many of these Republican bastards have to go to jail? How many of these leading lights in the House and the Senate and in business, all of them, enmeshed in the Bush crime family? How many government appointees? How many more? You know, Jesus, God, are we getting to the point? And I think we may be getting to this point where it just doesn't matter anymore. It's sensory overload. Every day there's another stink that goes shooting up your nostrils from these Republican thugs. Every single day, until eventually you get to the point where your olfactory nerves just die. They just decay, rot. It can't handle any more of the stench that comes out of these Christian Republicans, this Bush crime family. Day after day, accusation after, oh, wait a minute, William Jefferson, he's a Democrat down there in Louisiana. Mike, what about him? He had $80,000 in his freezer. The FBI gave it to him. Wanted to see if he'd take it. He took it. Now he's going to get it. Let's talk about him, Mike. Yeah, sure. And on top of the fraud and the graft and the corruption, the war, the invasion of Iraq. Jesus, God, the invasion of Afghanistan. The wholesale slaughter that these people have brought. Has this administration done anything honorable? I want to hear from a Republican. If there's a single Republican out there with any kind of backbone tonight whatsoever, any kind of courage at all, that will allow you to call this program and you tell me what this toy president of ours, this dress up, play this, play that freak, what has he done that benefits this country on any level? My God, plunge this into debt that's going to take generations to deal with, ruined our reputation, sent us into two armed conflicts, enabled some of the most corrupt, predatory capitalists ever to exist in this country in the past 75 years to just feed and feed and feed on the middle class and the working poor. Cannibalism. What has this son of a bitch done that is worth anything? Anybody want to take a shot? Is there one single Republican out there, one single Bush supporter, who can come up with anything in defense of this miserable little bastard? Anybody, anywhere, I don't care where you're listening. God. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. You want to take a shot, Republican? You want to take a shot, Bush supporter? Come on. Anything, anything this miserable little creep has done. Huh? Bring it on!
Liberals need to take responsibility. They can't run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republican side!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Felicia, I know that flavoring milk is a good way to get my kids to drink more milk, but is there a difference in chocolate milk flavorings?
There really is. Compare the nutrition in rich chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder and see the difference. Ovaltine contains over twice as many vitamins and minerals as Nesquik, so Ovaltine's more nutritious. And kids love the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine. When it comes to nutrition, Ovaltine's the better choice.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale at your local Ace Hardware starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
But there needs to be a focused coalition effort in the region against peace.
My winter clothes and wishing I was home.
It's about 9 before the hour. Eleanor just sent in an email regarding 9/11. She writes, which tower in New York City was it that held the records of Enron before it collapsed on September 11th, 2001? Was it Tower 1, Tower 2, Building 7? It was one of them. Funny how stuff like this can happen, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. That's right. This 9/11 thing, this disgusting administration. My God, where do you start? If somebody really wanted to say, okay, here it is from A to Z. How in the hell? Now I'm sure somebody will tackle this corrupt, filthy, murderous administration at some point. After it's had a chance to play out, if it does play out, God only knows how this movie's going to end up, huh? But how do you even begin? Have we got a Republican on the line yet? Is nobody? Oh, all right. Dennis is calling from Rock Island, Illinois. Now the question, Dennis, one thing that Bush has done for this country that's positive.
The one thing that he has done without fail and without error, and he's done it consistently, is tax cuts, even as recently as 3 weeks ago.
For who? Tax cuts for who?
Tax cuts for people who pay taxes.
Oh, stop. Are you a millionaire, Dennis?
No.
What's your average family income? You don't have to tell me, but I'll tell you what. The average working family in this country gets nothing from the tax cuts that you're talking about. Those making $50,000 a year will get $40. And the debt ceiling keeps rising. We owe trillions of dollars to foreign countries like China. Don't you understand that, Dennis? How are the tax cuts helping you or helping America? They're putting us into debt that's going to take just God knows how many years to pay off. Where's that huge surplus that Clinton left? You're telling me that tax cuts for corporations and millionaires is a good thing for America? How?
Because if we were paying more taxes, they would just spend more money.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Hang up on this moron. Oh, I get so sick of these people. Jesus, get out of here. No, I'm not going to take the time to sit here and explain to this brain-dead freak that all he's doing is regurgitating and vomiting up the usual right-wing radio talk garbage. What do you mean they would even spend more? The Bush administration has spent more than the past 10 administrations combined, you half-wit. Plus, he's plunged us into debt. And if you want to save money, moron, how about the $400 billion that's been spent on this illegal, immoral, unethical attack against Iraq? Get out of here, Dennis. Jesus, every time, I think to myself, okay, there's got to be one, just one articulate, sensible Bush supporter or Republican out there. Even the professional pundits on television can't defend this bastard anymore. I sat here a little bit tonight and watched this unindicted killer, Joe Scarborough, on MSNBC, and this freaky neo-Nazi, Pat Buchanan, sitting there tonight busting George Bush's ass because of every single... How much more can the country take? Not even professional Republicans like those two jackasses can defend this guy anymore. So I do it again. You know, I always say, okay, give me one thing. One thing. Can't do it. Oh, okay. Scott in Sacramento. Go ahead, Scott.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I can give a list of things if we want to do the list first, but the first thing is his consistent effort in trying to prevent a country like Iran from getting nuclear bombs.
Oh, for Christ's sake, why?
No,
don't do that to me,
because
I will hang up on your ass so fast, you're going to realize the call was pointless. Okay? You're not going to overtalk me. Hang up on him. You're out of here. Go away. Get out of here. Don't do that. Learn some manners. You Republicans have no manners. If you call this program, I'm willing to dialogue with you, but don't you sit there and when I want to add some kind of a clarification to some half-witted, asinine statement that you make, don't you talk over me, because if you do, you're gone. It's that simple. So the worst attack on America happens and on his watch, and you give him a pass. That's a good thing, too, huh? Get out of here. You Republican creeps, I swear to God, I have never in my life seen a more inarticulate group of zombies who support this killer, who support this liar, who will march lockstep behind him in their brown shirts and their armbands. You people are just freaking insane. But I'll tell you what, when we come back, if there's another one of you out there who want to take a shot and can mind your manners, give me a call. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Your picture-perfect lawn, suddenly destroyed by two types of insects. No matter. Backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Complete Insect Killer, the only product that combines two chemistries to eliminate insects above ground, plus below ground for up to 3 months. Guaranteed. Time to kick back and relax? Not if you're a damaging pest. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Better science, better results.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair had talks at the White House, but they don't want to discuss removing troops from Iraq. Both leaders under intense political pressure to begin a drawdown of troops. Both have said the swearing-in last weekend of a new Iraqi government is an opportunity for a reassessment. The new Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, says he thinks Iraqi troops will be able to take over security within 18 months. But again, Bush and Blair said adjustment in troop levels will reflect the realities on the ground in Iraq, not political decisions. Treasury Secretary John Snow has reportedly signaled to the White House he's ready to leave once George Bush picks a replacement. Snow has reportedly made clear he eventually intends to go back to the private sector, but Snow not yet ready to discuss his plans in public. The timing of when he might resign, not clear. He took over Treasury in February of 2003, and people inside the Bush administration said a replacement for Snow has not been chosen. Immigration bill to secure U.S. borders and offer millions of illegal immigrants a chance at American citizenship has passed the Senate, the vote 62-36. That clears the way for what may well be difficult talks with the House on its version of immigration reform. The House bill limited basically to border enforcement, and it would make illegal immigrants subject to felony charges. The Senate version includes money to better secure the borders, but it also provides a new guest worker program, giving an eventual shot at citizenship to many of the estimated 11 to 12 million immigrants in the U.S. Conservative critics continued to attack the bill after they tried to kill it with amendments. It turns out that not only was there a delay in reporting the theft of personal data for over 26 million veterans, also word today from the Veterans Affairs data analyst that it was stolen. More than 3 years ago, he's been taking the information home. The VA's inspector general says they only learned about the May 3rd burglary through office gossip. George Bush ordering the documents seized in the search of a congressman office put under seal for 45 days. House leaders from both parties complained the FBI broke a constitutional boundary between executive and legislative branches when they searched William Jefferson's house office. Affidavit said a search of Jefferson's home found money under Bush's orders. No one involved in the congressional bribery and lobbying investigation will be given access to those documents. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I don't have the stomach for it nor the time to get into Dick Cheney's involvement with Ken Lay and Enron. Also, remember, Enron is the major contributor to the Cheney energy plan. That's one of the reasons the documents, the minutes from those meetings, the decisions that were made will never, ever be available to the public unless Democrats get control of this government and reveal everything so that these sons of bitches can be pursued perhaps after they leave office and at least have civil charges filed against them. It's incredible what's going on here. Now, are there any more Republicans who want to take a shot? I swear to God, you know, I try my damnedest to give you people the benefit of the doubt, but it's more than I can handle, okay? You know, I get some guy calling in from his car telling me the one thing Bush has done that's been real good for America is the tax cuts. Not understanding, apparently, and I'm sorry to go off on him. I don't mean I'm apologizing. I just mean I hate to think. I'm sorry. Here's what I mean. I'm sorry that there are people in this country who are so incredibly stupid, ignorant, who are so willing to operate against their own best interests. It staggers me. Every time I hear a call like that, it staggers me. Or if I meet somebody out in the street, or if I overhear a conversation when I'm in the grocery store or the post office, standing on line or any place, and I hear that kind of unbelievably toxic ignorance about what these sons of bitches have done to our country. I don't know. I want to get these Bush cuts in. Let's do these, Kathy. Bush and Blair. Bush and Blair, these two murderous sons of bitches, Bush and Blair, there they are. I don't know what's up with Tony. I think Tony is one of these Christian freaks also. You know, the phony kind, like Bush. But after they made their statements, they took some questions. First one that I have. Thank you, Mr. President. How close are you to an agreement on a package of incentives for Iran? And what does Iran stand to gain if it were to give up its enrichment program? And why are you ignoring these recent back-channel overtures from Iran?
One option, of course, is through the United Nations Security Council. The Iranians walked away from the table. They're the ones who made the decision, and the choice is theirs. If they would like to see an enhanced package, the first thing they've got to do is suspend their operations for the good of the world. So it's we have no beef with the Iranian people. As a matter of fact, the United States respects the culture and history of Iran.
Uh-huh.
And we want there to be an Iran that's confident and an Iran that answers to the needs of the people. We want women in Iran to be free.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
At the same time, we're going to continue to work with a government that is intransigent, that won't budge.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about this? This is from today. From the Interpress Service, IPS. Iran offered in 2003 to accept peace with Israel and to cut off material assistance to Palestinian armed groups and pressure them to halt terrorist attacks within Israel's 1967 borders, according to the secret Iranian proposal to the United States. The two-page proposal for a broad Iran-U.S. agreement covering all the issues separating the two countries, a copy of which was obtained by IPS, was conveyed to the United States in late April or early May 2003. Trita Parsi, a specialist on Iranian foreign policy at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, who provided the document to IPS, says he got it from an Iranian official earlier this year, but is not at liberty to reveal the source. The two-page document contradicts the official line of the Bush administration that Iran is committed to the destruction of Israel and the sponsorship of terrorism in the region. Parsi says the document is a summary of an even more detailed Iranian negotiating proposal, which he learned about in 2003 from the U.S. intermediary who carried it to the State Department on behalf of the Swiss embassy in late April or early May 2003. The Iranian negotiating proposal indicated clearly that Iran was prepared to give up its role as a supporter of armed groups in the region in return for a larger bargain with the United States. What the Iranians wanted in return, as suggested by the document itself, as well as expert observers of Iranian policy, was an end to U.S. hostility and recognition of Iran as a legitimate power in the region. Before the 2003 proposal, Iran had attacked Arab governments, which had supported the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The negotiating document, however, offered, quote, acceptance of the Arab League Beirut Declaration, close quote, which it also referred to as the Saudi Initiative two-state approach. Now, the March 2002 Beirut Declaration represented the Arab League's first official acceptance of the Land for Peace principle, as well as a comprehensive peace with Israel in return for Israel's withdrawal to the territory it had controlled before the 1967 war. Another concession in this document was a stop to any material support to Palestinian opposition groups like Hamas, Jihad, from Iranian territory, along with pressure on these organizations to stop violent actions against civilians within borders of 1967. Even more surprising, given the extremely close relationship between Iran and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah Shiite organization, the proposal also offered to take action on Hezbollah to become a mere political organization within Lebanon. Also included among Iran's aims in this document was, quote, recognition of Iran's legitimate security interests in the region with according defense capacity. But in 2003, Bush refused to allow any response to the Iranian offer to negotiate an agreement that would have accepted the existence of Israel. Flint Leverett, then the senior specialist on the Middle East, on the National Security Council staff, recalled in an interview with IPS that it was literally a few days between the receipt of the Iranian proposal and the dispatch of a message to the Swiss ambassador expressing displeasure that he had even forwarded it to Washington. God! And then today, Julian Borger, writing in The Guardian of the UK, the White House yesterday ruled out previously authorized direct talks between Tehran and the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad, which were to have focused on the situation in Iraq. The move marks a hardening of the Bush administration's position, despite pressure from the international community to enter into direct dialogue with Iran. A White House official said that although the U.S. envoy had originally been granted a mandate for talks with Iran, quote, we have decided not to pursue it, close quote. So when this war-making, murderous rat bastard, George Bush, stands there and said what you just heard him say, that the Iranians walked away, he is a liar. The Iranians have been trying for 3 years to come to terms with this Nazi. It's just astonishing. Now, the article that's published today, it's at commondreams.org if you want a copy. Iran proposal to U.S. offered peace with Israel. Go to commondreams.org and it's there. And you have to wonder, this is Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, the person who got the document. ISP, Interpress Service, legitimate organization. There are quotes in here from members, ex-members of the Bush crime family. Did you hear about this on the news? Why? Hell no. Just
smithereens.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
I understand there's going to be loss of life, but I strongly believe we're doing the right thing.
It's 21 past the hour. Okay, a couple of quick emails here. Sue writes in. In answer to the question, one good thing the Bush administration has done since he's been in office, and in the subject line it says, not a Bush supporter, but one good law passed on his watch. And then Sue writes, while loath to find one positive thing to say about this evil, corrupt administration, there is one good thing, and only one. Congress passed a law last year to extend daylight savings time from April to April and October to March to November, beginning in 07. I don't know why that tickles me, but it does. Matt in Greenville writes, evening, Mike, I'm not a Republican, or I would have cut my own throat by now. Something that Bush has done for this country is that he has shown us how weak the United States of America is. Every hole in our governmental system that has in the past been ignored is now being exploited. What Bush has done is to smack the people of this country around, which was long overdue. I only hope that at some point this test will be scrubbed and we can begin to plug all the holes and have a country that is much stronger, much less likely to be attacked from within. Of course, it's very likely that this is no test and we are all screwed unless someone comes up with a plan pretty damn soon. Yeah. All right. Back to the joint press conference. This is a question from a member of the British press. And it's addressed to Bush. The Brit says, you've both presented the Iraqi government as a substantial vindication of the conflict. You know, the fact that they have one now. Do you also accept, as a matter of harsh political reality, that the Iraqi conflict has also left both of you politically weakened and, whether justly or unjustly, less able to give the kind of moral leadership that you're discussing today?
No question that the Iraq war has created a sense of consternation here in America. I mean, when you turn on your TV screen and see innocent people die day in and day out, it affects the mentality of our country.
Oh my God.
But here's what they're asking in America. They're asking, can we win? That's what they want to know.
Oh,
you know, we had elections in Iraq. 12 million people voted last December. Now, it seems like an eternity ago, I know. Like a decade.
If you're a cokehead, a decade is an eternity. Jesus Christ. Now, the phrase of the day for Mensa Man during the press conference today was, there's no question. There's no question. There's no question. There's no question. It makes you think that the digital audio feed in his ear kept skipping. You'll hear it in a second. I mean, when you turn on your TV screens and see innocent people die, you notice how there seems to be pleasure when he says that, kind of a lip-smacking kind of pleasure that you get just before you rip into a Thanksgiving turkey. You know, when they see innocent people die day in and day out, it affects the mentality of our country. Here's what they're asking in America. They're asking, can we win? No, we're not, chuckle nuts. We're asking how much longer we have to endure your useless ass. That's what we're asking. Can we win? Now, it seems like an eternity ago, I know, like a decade. What does he think a decade is? What is that, 1,000 years? Jesus. God! Mr. President, you talk about setting the objective, but my colleagues on the ground in Iraq say that when they talk to American troops, the rank and file, they say they don't believe that they've had enough to do the job. They say further that while the Iraqi army may be improving, there's absolutely no way to depend upon the police, who they say are corrupt and aligned with militias. What reason is there to believe, Mr. President, that the new government can do any better with these people than we've been able to do so far?
There's no question that there are, a lot of Iraqis trained to fight, and many of them are good fighters. 117,000 have been trained and equipped. There needs to be more equipment, no question about that. The Iraqi is, I think if you would get at least the assessment I get, is that the Iraqi army is moving well along. No question we got a lot of work to do on the police. General Casey has said publicly that year 2006 is the year that we'll train the police up and running.
Well, oh, Christ, and we might even have electricity by 2008 and clean water a decade, you know, an eternity later. Wow! It seems, to borrow your words, chuckle nuts, like an eternity since mission accomplished and still no working police force in Iraq. We're going to be there for the next 50 years. Of course, that was your plan all along. Why build the largest and most expensive U.S. embassy in the world? Why build 14 permanent military bases? And how else do you ensure that we've squeezed out the last oily drop of Iraqi crude, you miserable bastard?
And so the mood of the country is certainly different from what it was on September the 10th. But I find the mood of the country to be incredibly refreshing.
Bodies for oil, power and oil.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale, your local Ace Hardware, starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021. Or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Precious Rose, you color our world, till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by Bayer's 100 plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advance created all-in-one rose and flower care. A no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds. For brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and be sure to stop and smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced all-in-one rose and flower care. Better science, better results.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. I want to go back here and play one of the sound bites we just played a little bit earlier, because I left out something something I wanted to say. Let's replay it. The reporter says, "Mr. President, how close are you to an agreement on a package of incentives for Iran? And what does Iran stand to gain if we were to give up its if it were to give up its enrichment program? And why are you ignoring these recent back-channel overtures from Iran?" Now, those are three very pertinent, complicated questions that require an answer from someone who understands the geopolitical game of chicken that's being played here, and also understands the intricacies of diplomacy and how to negotiate, how to sit down and talk, how to say, you know, I'll give you this, you give me that. That's what these three questions that this reporter asks requires. Listen to the ass.
One option, of course, is through the United Nations Security Council. The Iranians walked away from the table. They're the ones who made the decision, and the choice is theirs. Now, if they would like to see an enhanced package, the first thing they've got to do is suspend their operations for the good of the world. So it's we have no beef with the Iranian people. As a matter of fact, the United States respects the culture and history of Iran. And we want there to be an Iran that's confident, and an Iran that answers to the needs of the... We want women in Iran to be free. At the same time, we're going to continue to work with a government that is intransigent, that won't budge.
Wait a second. The very end there. At the same time, we're going to continue to work with a government that is intransigent, that won't budge. You're going to continue to work. You inverted half-wit. You just contradicted yourself in the space of 40 seconds. Oh, for Christ's sake. We have no beef with the Iranian people, or pork, or chicken legs. But the part that really got me, he says, aside from the patronizing attitude of this, this whole answer, the condescension, like a white Southern slave master in the 1840s. Well, you know, we like our Negroes, and we want them to learn to read, but, you know, only if they don't use that newfound skill to write stuff down about how we butchering them. That's what it sounds like. And he says, we want women in Iran to be free. How about in Saudi Arabia, half-wit? How about in Kuwait, moron? How about in Afghanistan? But let's stick with Saudi Arabia, where women aren't even allowed to drive a car, for God's sake. You know, the country run by your business partners. Son of a bitch. Man, I just, you know, I listen to this stuff. We want women in Iran to be free. No, you don't. You couldn't care less about the women in Iran or Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or Afghanistan or Texas. Last question tonight from the Brit Press. Mr. President, you spoke about missteps and mistakes in Iraq. Could I ask both of you which mistakes and missteps of your own you most regret?
You know, sounds like kind of a familiar refrain here. saying, bring it on. Kind of tough talk, you know, that sent the wrong signal to people.
Oh.
That I learned some lessons about expressing myself maybe in a little more sophisticated manner. You know, wanted dead or alive. That kind of talk. I think in certain parts of the world, it was misinterpreted.
Certain parts of the world? You mean the parts inhabited by human beings, you dumb bastard? Gee, how else can you interpret bring it on? or dead or alive. Are there a lot of subtle shadings to those phrases? And what about mission accomplished? Do you regret that? Or the Iraqi people have greeted us as liberators. How about that? Bring it on? Wrong signal? Yeah. To put our troops into a situation where it was open season on them, right? A little more sophisticated manner? You're going to work on expressing yourself in a little more. Well, I want you to take the answer. Nah. I'd like to see the Democratic National Committee take that answer and turn it into a 30-second or a 60-second political commercial and run it all over the country 24/7. And I'd like to, like is not the right word here. Let me rephrase it. How do the families of these approaching 2,500 dead now, soldiers and Marines, men and women, husbands, fathers, how do the families, how do they deal with this? How about the young men and women who have had body parts blown off, blown completely off, parts of their brains, their arms, their guts, their legs, their faces, but they've survived. And they're going to live in that state for the next 20, 30, 40, 60 years. And this son of a bitch stands up there and says, oh, well, you know, I guess maybe I need a little more sophisticated manner, you know, wanted dead or alive, that kind of talk. I guess that wasn't so good. And we have thousands of returning veterans that have had body parts blown off, and thousands, countless thousands more, who've had parts of their minds ripped into a million pieces. What do you think it takes to make a Marine walk into a house in Iraq and execute women and children in their beds? Open fire and murder them. What do you think that takes? What kind of a disconnect from whatever, you name it, God, reality, the earth, the soldier's parents? Is that what that Marine was taught? Are we to believe that in 3 months of training, that Marine went from a high school football player or the guy who worked at a gas station or somebody who was in college, went from that to someone who can walk into a house in Iraq and execute children? And those are the people that are coming home. All because of this liar, this thug, this criminal, George W. Bush. Jesus, God. It's gotten to the point with me where the sound of his name, I tense up. I get that wave of nausea. I am not kidding. I'm not lying. I'm not minimizing. I'm telling you straight. The sound of this bastard's name just turns my stomach when I think if you look at the entire scope of what is going on here, what this man has done to us, and he gets away with it. Nobody can even threaten him. You can't even say, you son of a bitch, I'm going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can't even express that. Oh, man. Simon, one of our regular listeners and correspondents from the UK, sent me this email. It's really addressed to Tony Blair, Simon's CEO. Subject line says, stay in Washington, Tony. Just don't come back. And then it says, just stick around in D.C. You always wanted to play president. Now's your chance. I think I speak for that 78% who didn't vote for you or Labor last time when I say I'm sick of you. I'm sick of 9 years of you and your smarmy defend the indefensible lawyerese. Your incessant need to pander. Your willingness to do for this illegal squatter in the White House what Monica did for Clinton. I'm sick of your scary-looking wife, your useless cabinet, your castrated party. Most of all, as the grandson of a proud veteran who is no longer with us, I'm sick of you using Her Majesty's Armed Forces as your own personal playset. Especially galling when your generation came of age not having to fear being sent to a hot war. Maggie Thatcher, John Major, all is forgiven. If neither of you is busy, we can send the moving vans into Downing Street on Monday. Just get his face out of my sight. Signed, Simon, his last name, from the UK.
The Supreme Court will decide if we don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Enron went bust shortly after the report was put out. Enron went broke, and if they came to this administration looking for help, they didn't find any.
I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song.
We just need to get a couple of great big bottles of Jack Daniels and a whole clutch of Leonard Cohen CDs and just let's do. I may do that this week weekend, Kathy. If you don't mind taking care of the baby on Saturday, I may just get the jug of Jack Daniels out.
What am I supposed to tell your adult daughter and grandson who are coming for the weekend?
Tell them.
I'm sorry, Grandpa's drunk.
No. Just tell them I went off to the woods.
Grandpa's spending some time with the pine cones
Grandpa,
and Jack Daniels right now.
Grandpa's out in the woods with his friend Jack.
Don't touch the grill, honey. No, back away from the fire.
Yeah, you know, when you have a little kid, you can't even get plastered anymore. Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
I know
Molly and your grandchildren are just ruining all your alcoholic fantasies.
Right. Oh, God. The Independent online edition from the UK, tomorrow's edition, headline. Galloway says murder of Blair would be, quote, justified, close quote. The article begins by saying the Respect MP, George Galloway, has said it would be morally justified for a suicide bomber to murder Tony Blair. In an interview with GQ magazine, the reporter asked him, quote, would the assassination of, say, Tony Blair by a suicide bomber, if there were no other casualties, be justified as revenge for the war on Iraq, end quote. Mr. Galloway replied, quote, yes, it would be morally justified. I'm not calling for it, but if it happened, it would be of a wholly different moral order to the events of July 7th. It would be entirely logical and explicable and morally equivalent to ordering the deaths of thousands of innocent people in Iraq as Blair did, end quote. The Labour MP, Stephen Pound, a persistent critic of Mr. Galloway during previous controversies, told The Sun that the Respect MP for Bethnal Green and Bow in East London was, quote, disgraceful and truly twisted, end quote. Mr. Stephen Pound said, quote, these comments take my breath away. Every time you think he can't sink any lower, he goes and stuns you again. It's reprehensible to say it would be justified for a suicide bomber to assassinate anyone, end quote. Oh, God. Imagine if that was said by an MP here, or an MS, or an MH, whatever the hell we call them. Oh, my God. Jesus. Thanks to Reg over at TV News Lies for sending that one in. Mike in South Carolina writes in, Mike, there actually was one good thing that happened on Bush's watch, and it's the only thing I can think of. They set up the national do not call telemarketing list. That's it. Nothing else that actually was good for the American people.
Somehow now that the writer brings that up, it makes me wonder if while they were setting it up, remember we had to dial that up and enter your phone number?
Oh, my God.
If that wasn't part of the grand registration scheme.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's phone number on record. You know, because who's not going to do that? Everybody's going to do that. There you go. That was simple.
All right. Let's do some phone calls for the rest of the program. I'm kind of exhausted here. We will keep at least one line open for any Republican who has the moral fortitude or the courage to call this program and offer one thing that Bush has done that benefits the American people. and I make that offer knowing full well it's not going to happen, but the offer's out there anyway. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Brent is calling from Sacramento. Brent, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I'm not a Republican, but I am an evangelical Christian, and which you give a hard time to a lot, and I don't blame you. But I'll tell you one good thing that George Bush has done for this country is to finally wake up the snoozing religious left, which has been asleep since the Vietnam War. And
That's true.
Basically ceded the field to the right, to the religious right, and it's been a monologue for 25 years.
Right.
And this past week, there were 1,200 religious leaders in Washington, D.C., determined to not take it anymore. And, you know, it's like, I really do thank him for that, because I know personally, and I know a lot of people that would have probably stayed asleep, you know, if John Kerry had been elected or anybody else. And he just finally made everybody so mad. And not only in America's name, giving America a terrible name around the world, but, I mean, not that Christianity had a great name anyway, but he's certainly driven that name right into the ground.
He has. And let me clarify something. Moral or ethical or righteous behavior to me is not somehow exempt from its natural goodness simply because somebody who has a religious belief is doing that. I may not be a believer myself. I simply cannot accept religious dogma or philosophy. But when people from the religious left or the atheistic center or even the religious right, if they are able to conduct themselves in a moral, ethical manner, then I have nothing but respect. My attack, and you know this from listening to the program, my attack is against hypocrites.
Absolutely. You know, Jesus said more about hypocrites and greed than he did about any other thing.
He did. Hey, Brent, I have to leave it there. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. And I'm aware of what you're saying. Trust me. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Some of the best minds in the automotive industry, using some of the most sophisticated design facilities. Engineers from Ford Motor Company are working together on a common mission, creating safer cars for our families and our children. Ford is renewing its commitment to driving American innovation. At the core of that effort is your safety, because every single life saved is worth it. Ford, driving American innovation.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. will stay on a diplomatic track with Iran despite Iran's growing nuclear threat. President Bush made that vow during a White House news conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Right now, we, as a matter of fact, spent a lot of time upstairs talking about how to convince the Iranians that this coalition we put together is very serious. One option, of course, is through the United Nations Security Council.
And President Bush has reiterated that the formula of a unity government in Iraq is a historic moment. Bush opened a news conference with Prime Minister Blair with that remark last night. Bush lamented the ongoing violence, but praised Iraqi citizens for their perseverance. He conceded that the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq was controversial, but insisted that he did the right thing. Blair, who recently traveled to Iraq, said it is inspiring to see Kurds, Sunnis, and Shiites sitting down and working together in a unified government.
I came away thinking that the challenge is still immense, but I also came away more certain than ever that we should rise to it.
Blair said Iraqis are determined to chart a new course. He urged the international community to get behind the new Iraqi government and support it. Some senators, but not all, are happy about bipartisan action that pushed an immigration reform bill to passage Thursday. Arizona Republican John McCain called the U.S. a nation of immigrants and said the bill, quote, provides a comprehensive solution to our broken immigration system. But Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions said the bill is deeply flawed, while Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum calls it amnesty for illegal immigrants. One-time Enron executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling say they are surprised at the verdicts against them. A federal court jury in Houston found them guilty of fraud and conspiracy in the financial scandal that led to the demise of Enron in 2001. Lay said he was shocked at being found guilty on all six counts of fraud and conspiracy. Skilling said he was disappointed on his conviction on 19 of 28 counts of conspiracy, fraud, and insider trading. Attorneys for both defendants said they will appeal. During the trial, they claimed Enron collapsed after a run on the bank created by negative media coverage and a conspiracy of predatory investors to drive down the company's stock price. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Suzanne in L.A. writes in, one possibly good thing the presidents did for Americans was to draw attention to the necessity of preparing a living will, a la Terry Schiavo. And Prairie 2 says, hi, Mike. One good thing Bush has done, he is bringing families closer together. From now on, all generations of American families can live together under one roof. In the future, we can look forward to the return of the old practice of having a family plot in the backyard. If you bury Grandma out back under cover of darkness, you will be able to continue receiving her allotment of food wafers. Besides, it seems more comforting to keep her close than to use the public pit where the soccer field used to be. You people are so cynical. I don't understand this kind of cynicism. To Brent, who called in about the religious left, you know, I'm very much aware of the religious left, and so-called, and I have great respect for it. And, you know, we were reaching the end of the hour there. I don't know if I need to make this clear. I guess most people really don't care, but I feel I feel that I should say this. Kind of repeating what I said before the break, moral behavior or ethical behavior or honesty or truth or working for justice or working for peace, to me, are imperatives that come from a much higher part of us than the part that says, let's invade countries, let's murder, let's kill. And if those moral positions come from, like I said, atheists or Christians or Jews or Hindus, the message is what's important, not you know what produced the message, because I think morality is certainly is not the exclusive territory of religious people. Morality or ethical behavior or justice, that's the territory of people who are enlightened to a degree necessary to realize that wallowing around in the slime and the murder and the mayhem and the death and the destruction is not really a good place to be. I've said before, maybe I haven't said it frequently enough or recently enough, but I have deep respect for what I call religious avatars who had a message of peace and justice and love and hope, whether it was Gandhi or Jesus or Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King Jr. or whoever it was. If you have religious belief that is based in justice, decency, love, and somehow based in the three or four sermons that Jesus ever preached, you're welcome on this program. You know, you don't ever have to call and say, well, you know, I believe in Christianity. I'm a Christian, and therefore, you know, I know this is a little bit weird for you, Malloy. No, it's not. Not at all. I have great respect and almost, not quite, but almost kind of an envy of the sort of peace that one can find in accepting a religious structure. Now, atheists can find the same sort of peace, granted, but you have to work so damn much harder at it. You really do. So that's all. I do not hold people who have religious beliefs just in general contempt. I don't. I have been so turned off by Christians, Jews, Hindus, Muslims who use their concept of God as a murderous weapon. I'm just sick of it. That's all. I'm, you know,
That's just me talking, you know, no big deal. But to Brent or anybody like Brent, who is, as Brent pointed out, the so-called religious left, good for you. I have deep respect. I know the good that religious people have done on this planet, the struggles and the good works that they have done. But I also know the good works and the struggles that atheists or non-believers or agnostics have done too, humanists, secularists. So it's just kind of a the door is wide open for just decent, calm conversation. No matter what your point of view is, no matter if you accept a religious structure or not, this is where it gets a little touchy because it sounds a little dictatorial, I guess, on my part. But if that belief is that religious belief or atheistic belief is grounded in justice and love and peace and hope, that's fair, isn't it? Come on, of course it is. All right, enough. Just wanted to clear that up. Marge is calling from Indiana, from the Midwestern cornfields and soybean plants or whatever. Hey, Marge.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Love one another as you would have them love you.
That's true. There you go. There you go.
And the rest is all fluff.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah.
Well, our Kenny boy bit the big one.
So to speak. Yeah.
And his friend Jeffrey...
Bit an eater.
How long do you suppose it's going to take him before either one of them sees the inside of the Gray Bar Motel?
Well, the sentencing, I think, is in September. I said on my blog today...
Did you see the date?
No.
Try September 11th.
Is that when they're supposed to show up for sentencing?
That's what I heard.
Oh, my God.
Dear God.
Well, you know what's going to happen. They may have to serve a little time, but on Bush's last day in office, if such a thing happens, he'll pardon him.
I know. As soon as you mentioned that, I knew where you were going.
Oh, sure. It's very simple. He'll issue a pardon. I mean, his father pardoned people who were responsible for mass death in Central America.
Oh yeah.
Why not pardon a couple of con artists who made it to the big time?
Did you also happen to notice, this was yesterday, I don't know if it's the same judge, or U.S. District Judge Melinda Harmon final approval Wednesday for three more banks to pay $6.6 billion to settle civil claims that they helped Enron manipulate earnings. Can you imagine that anybody, that they had help doing all this?
Yeah.
The stock market is not legal.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, small name, Citigroup Incorporated, and this was brought by the lead plaintiff was University of California. And since my son has been living out in California, I was very much aware of all the shenanigans that was going on during that and Cheney wouldn't do a bloody thing to change the rules and regulations about how they were manipulating the grid or the electric grid.
They manipulated everything. It was absolute theft. It was thievery. That's all it was. It was thievery. What these Enron thugs did. And when you think about the pensioners who were conned into buying Enron stock.
There was a picture of some guy on the television tonight that I didn't know whether to cry or throw up. He spent 33 years working for the original oil company, whatever the hell it was, before it became Enron. And he thought he was going to have $1 million on which to retire. Well, hot ziggy damn. The stock went from, what, $90 a share to down to 61 cents?
61 cents, yeah.
These people, there's not a vile enough name to describe them. So.
I hear you.
I got one little story for you. Since there was a rip-roaring storm going through here last night, I listened to David Letterman instead of calling you up.
Yeah?
He made the comment that Vincente Fox had made it over the Rio Grande and was now in the United States.
Hey, hold on, Marge. Hold on. I got to do a break here. Hold the joke and restart it when we come back. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale at your local Ace Hardware starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and you choose.
21 past the hour. We're talking with Marge in Indiana. She's about to tell us a joke that she heard on Jay Leno or Letterman?
Letterman.
All right, well, let her rip.
Okay, am I back?
Yeah, you're no. No, we're just pretending. Yes, you're back!
There's no static to tell me for sure when I'm back on. That's why I was asking.
That's because this is a very cool network where you don't get static.
Oh, all right. So anyhow... Letterman was saying that Vincente Fox had made it north of the Rio Grande, and he had volunteered to do Bush's job for $3 an hour.
Well, that's much better than listening to this program. At least you get a chuckle out of that.
Like I said, there was the hell of a thunderstorm going through here last night, and I didn't want to sit here holding the telephone.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, Anyhow, you have a nice cookout. What do you have, hot dogs and Jack Daniels? Is that the way it goes?
Maybe some
tater salad?
I thought I was going to, but according to my wife, it's going to be hot dogs and unsweetened iced tea.
Actually, Marge, he's having exactly what you said, but he's holding the hot dogs.
Thanks for checking
in, Marge.
Hey, Kathy,
it's good to hear from you. Take care, you guys.
Thanks, Marge. You too.
We should have told Marge that there's a new little Anderson in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's tell everybody. My former colleague at WLS and former on-air partner Nancy Skinner at WLS, Ski Anderson, he and his wife, Carrie, had a baby tonight. Little boy named
Zane.
Zane.
Well, it was mainly Carrie that had him. She looks fantastic. He emailed me a picture.
We've already got pictures. So next time you hear anything about Ski Anderson, just offer him a quick congratulations to both of them. And we wish him the best. Ski and Skinner, that was one of the best programs on Chicago radio. I swear it was. God, it seems like a million years ago.
Or 10 years in Bush years.
Yeah, well, it was an eternity ago, a decade.
A decade.
I know.
A
God.
Long time when you're away from the spoon.
But that was a good program. They were a good mix, Ski and Skinner. They were really good. Nancy came up with the facts and figures, and Ski was the guy who leveled things out every once when it needed to be leveled out with some of the most droll humor I think I've ever heard. But anyway, congratulations to Ski Anderson.
And vote for Nancy Skinner if you happen to live in Michigan.
Well, if you happen to live in that district. All right, this program is getting way too down-home folksy. Let's get back to it here. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
Hi, Philip.
I love listening to Marge. She's so down-to-earth.
I love Marge. Marge is great.
I was going to mention about what you were talking about. Oh, man, I'm totally blanking out, but... In regards to, out of it. What it was
Vincente Fox?
No, I was thinking about that, but then when you started talking about all these other things, and it made me think of what you playing those sound bites of Bush and Blair, and what Bush said about the Iran, they wanted to. To get an enhanced package, and I was thinking when you said those two words, mission accomplished, he could send them a picture of him in his flight suit on the USS Abraham Lincoln, and that's definitely an enhanced package.
Yeah, it certainly was, wasn't it?
The other thing about, in regards to Vincente Fox, I heard this man earlier in the evening. He was used to work for him in the government down in Mexico, and he basically just resigned because he was so let down by what took place in the 6 years that Vincente was in office. And some of the things that he revealed was astounding, that the people down there, you know, they come across our border and then they wire their money down there. And they do it through those services where money exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And down there, they charge those people 40% of
no.
what the money they send.
No,
it's mind-boggling.
Kidding.
That's how, and like the monopoly they have of the telecommunications, when people call on the phone, it costs them four times what we pay. It's insane. It's like, that's why these people come across our border. They want
but isn't
freedom,
that, isn't that the way it always goes? Isn't that the way it always goes where it concerns poor people, Philip? They're always getting ripped and raped and brutalized and taken advantage of by anyone who can figure out a way to do it. I hate that. Philip, I got to go. Thanks for checking in, pal. Take care. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
To make some change around here.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that'll help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Subway Dinner Theater presents
Buried Alive.
Help, help.
What's wrong, hon?
I'm buried under an avalanche of responsibility. Household errands, client meetings. Help, help.
Okay, we're going out for dinner.
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich. Tender chicken, melted cheese, grilled vegetables, 8 grams of fat. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Fat content statement refers to premium 6-inch sub recipe without non-low-fat content, such as mayonnaise.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99, or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale, your local Ace Hardware, starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Thank you.
you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
It's about 25 before the hour. Did I leave someone on hold? No, I didn't. All right, back to the phone calls. Will is calling from New Haven, Connecticut, I believe. Will, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. I think I found the other thing that Bush did that's maybe good.
Yeah? What's that?
I'm looking on the WhiteHouse.gov website. He's hanging out with a black guy.
Yeah?
That's good.
For who? Not for the black guy, it isn't.
The black guy is giving him an award. He's getting the Black Expo Lifetime Achievement Award by Black Expo Chairman Arvis Dawson. And Arvis Dawson is grimacing.
What the hell is a Black Expo Lifetime Achievement Award? What is that? What has Bush done except execute black people and send black people to prison when he was governor and send them off to war and to die and have their arms blown off since he'd been? What the hell expo has Bush been involved in that's benefited black folk?
I think it's probably a new executive department, must be. But also down on the same page, so it's got a picture of him there, down on the same page. Let's see here. He in his 2005 budget to Congress, his request, he requested a 21% increase for the Department of Commerce's Minority Business Development Agency. It's the largest increase in more than a decade. So I don't know. Maybe that's the needle in the haystack. I don't know.
Well, either that or the black guy presenting the award is drunk.
Yeah. And probably Bush, too.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
I'm sure both of them are.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, you know what? That's pretty much all I got. I looked into a little bit of pandemic flu research, money giving outing, and then every time I looked in a different section of the White House website, the number kept getting lower. Like 7.2 billion, and then I look somewhere else. 3.1. We're gonna put 3.1 billion to the global avian bird flu, and then I find this little press release off to the side here. It says we're gonna give 334 million with an M, and I don't know. I'm looking for the one where it says $1.32
box of aspirin.
Yeah, and a tourniquet for your neck.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man. That's all I got. That's all I found that he did good, besides all the other sarcastic stuff I could come up with. I'm a libertarian, by the way, and I hate everybody. So.
Well, you're my kind of man. Thanks, Will. I appreciate you checking in. That's the only way that I would ever become a libertarian, because then I could hate everybody. They screw all of you. Oh, my goodness. Reno is calling from Southern California. Reno, welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going, Mike?
It's going great. I got to ask, what does the name Reno mean?
It's just my pseudonym.
Oh, that's not your real name. Okay.
Okay.
I never heard anybody named Reno, and I'm just curious. But that's cool.
Well, I'm the first then, I guess.
You are indeed.
Right on. Very cool. I've been listening to you for about 2.5 hours now, and I've got to say, I listen to a lot of Sean Hannity throughout the day and a lot of Bill O'Reilly, the Talking Heads, you know, all those guys. And like you said earlier, they numb your brain.
How do you do that? Honest to God. I mean, how?
Well, I drive a lot. So I switch through the programs. I also get a lot of Rush Limbaugh sometimes. But
I got to ask, Reno, how do you, I mean, just listen while you're driving and not, like, drive into a tree or you know what I'm saying? How do you do that?
I'm a good driver.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
That's really all I can say. These guys really, they do upset me, and when they get to that point, I actually just turn the radio off.
I got you. Okay.
But like you said, you know, I think Sean Hannity, this guy just kills brain cells. You were talking, or you actually played a clip of President Bush saying something about how the American people want to know if we can win this war. And Rush Limbaugh said just today that the American people believe that we have already won the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that it's time to look on to bigger and deeper issues. And I love it, because the issue they always like to delve back into is immigration. It's always immigration. I hear it every day, and I'm sick of it. I hear the same stuff all the time. And I just found out about you today, and I just started listening. And 10 minutes of you, I've learned more than a week of Sean Hannity. I mean, you have actually presented news to me. You have actually given me facts. Sean Hannity, he talks. He blubbers a lot, and I never get facts out of that guy. You seriously, you made me smart again.
In 10 minutes. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, I'll accept all that, Reno. I don't take compliments very well, but if that's what you get out of the program, that's good. That's great. Of course, I think most of the really interesting insights come from the emails I get that I read on the phone, and the callers, you know, people that call in. I sit here and rant and rave, but a lot of folks who contribute to this program as listeners add a dimension that I don't think I've ever heard on any other talk show. And I mean that, you know, if you listen long enough and listen to the emails that I read from listeners and listen to the phone calls that come in, I think you'll discover something that the people who participate in this program are just, I don't know, it adds a dimension to the program that I haven't heard on other people's shows. Even other people that I respect, even other people who work for this network or work in liberal talk someplace else, I still feel that I've just lucked out with an audience that not only contributes to this show, but when they do contribute, it's just it's like I said, I'm repeating myself now, but it adds a dimension to this program that otherwise just couldn't be manufactured. We couldn't do it without. So anyway, I hope you're going to stick around. All right.
Oh, I'm definitely going to stick around.
All right, Reno. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Charlie is calling from Boston. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hey, greetings from Beantown.
Yeah. Okay, I'll accept it.
Hey, as far as that case of Jack Daniels goes, Mike, I'd be happy to share it with you, pal.
I hear that.
I got a boring life now. I can't even enjoy a six-pack of Bud anymore, my doctor said.
Yeah.
Forget that story. But my main point is this. I agree with 99% of .999 of everything you say, right? But
But
my big issue with Iran is it's not because they're Muslim extremists, which we know they are, because they're dominated by Shiite government. But the problem I have with Iran is I agree with Mr. Reagan and Mr. Gorbachev during the disarmament talks back in the 80s. Trust, when Mr. Reagan used to tell Mr. Gorbachev, trust but verify.
Uh-huh.
When you look back at Iran and their record since the 444 days, and I think you know what days I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How do you trust a government like Iran when you look at their past record?
Okay, let me just stop you for a second. I don't know if you heard the.
I heard your piece, and I agree with you.
The article where the Iranians offered to work things out rationally,
right.
in a couple of years ago, and the letter was rejected. But do you understand the history of Iran? Apparently you don't. Let me just, and that's
No, I know the history. I know how the Iranian government, legitimate Iranian government, was overthrown by the CIA. That, and I understand the reasons.
Oh,
for
okay,
Haiti.
Okay. Well,
that I do understand.
Okay, when you say that we can't trust them, why in the hell should they trust us?
Yeah, that's not quite true, too. It's a two-way street. I agree.
Wait a second. Not only did we overthrow their government, we went one step further. We installed the Shah of Iran.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And one of the first things that we did with the Shah was to set up SAVAK, S-A-V-A-K, which is a Farsi acronym for one of the most hideous secret police forces and torture organizations in the history of Middle Eastern politics.
Now, yeah, I remember Slovak. You know,
this,
Hold on, just a second.
You're getting way ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
This is what we did to a sovereign country, and we did it because we wanted their oil even 50 years ago. We have treated so many of these Muslim or Arab-speaking countries like dirt under our boots. We have supported regimes in these Arab countries that were absolute antithesis to freedom or democracy or screw democracy, just freedom for the people. We have shored up dictatorships, anything to maintain control of the oil. So when you say that we can't trust the Iranians, you're kidding me, right?
To a point, because when you look at, it's hard to trust a government that supports terrorist groups that say
they offered to stop. And
I know,
Bush told them to piss off. All right, listen, I got to leave it there. We got a break here. I'm sorry, Charlie. We'll talk again. We'll talk again. I promise. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
get tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to the staff, the crew, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac, our engineers, D. Neal, associate producer of the program who handles your calls, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, Jim in Arkansas, all overseen by our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Who's next in the shoot here? Jennifer. Jennifer's calling from Sacramento. Jennifer, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, good. I really love your show. I've never called into a radio show before. But you were asking a question. I have waited for your phone number, and I finally got it last night. But I can answer your question about how our soldiers can go into Iraq and kill innocent women and children because, and I really hope I don't offend anyone, and I don't hate men at all. But our society has, we raise the most violent boys all over the world in our country. So many of the media messages and the messages that we give to our own children. I live in this world, and I experience men hating women all every day in my life, every day. And luckily I have a good partner, so I'm able to stay sane. But that's why.
The violence that American boys are brought up with. I would agree with you up to a point, but I don't think the American men or boys have an exclusive franchise on female abuse. When you look at religious countries that are heavily religious oriented, and I'm referring here, I guess, to Hindu and Muslim countries, you find women who are murdered because, or tossed, they're burned alive because.
Right, but at least they're not pretending. In their laws that they follow, the women know the clear will laws. And I was raised to believe that I had equal rights, and it has broken my heart. Mm-hmm. Living in this society and becoming an older woman and raising two daughters, to realize that actually I wasn't ever on equal standing, and the violence in our society. There is no war here, declared on our own soil. Mm-hmm. But the violence of the young men, we see it everywhere, perpetrated on each other and on the women. And there is not a war, supposedly, in our country here. I understand it in a country where there is war, or where they say straight up to the woman, you have to wear a veil because you are inferior.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not the way that I was raised and what I was taught to believe as an American woman. And I love this country. Mm-hmm. I am a patriot. I am a good citizen. But it has broken my heart to realize what my real standing is as a woman because of the everyday treatment in my life.
Well, I hear you, Jennifer, loud and clear. I certainly don't disagree with what you're saying. We need to raise our sons differently.
Yeah, and I appreciate you so much because I know you love your daughter and your wife. And just hearing you and your family on the radio and everything you say about reading your stories is a joy to me.
Okay.
And luckily, like I said, I do have a good partner, but unfortunately for him, he has to take the brunt of what I'm saying because the men that hate women, they're not going to listen to me.
Yeah,
and he's the only one that does. And I appreciate so much the men that are that do believe that I am a human being. It's becoming a little bit rare here. And I'm supposedly free.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear you, and what you're talking about is a common occurrence for women in this society. But I've had friends tell me, women friends tell me, all my adult life, strong women who say they would never, under any circumstances, let themselves be defined or validated by males, which doesn't mean that they, you know, they don't love men, or they have a boyfriend, or they're married, or both,
right.
or a girlfriend. You know, I don't care if they're straight or gay. I've always heard that from, not always, but
oh, right, and that's why I am not in a mental institution, because I was diagnosed by a psychiatrist when I was 16 with schizophrenia, because he wanted my parents to find their legal rights to me away and put me in the state hospital. And well, he was not, always trying to touch me.
Yeah, that's
and
not,
I know I've always looked out after myself. My father hates me. I have no family.
Yeah,
I'm living in God's hands.
That's
and
not,
I'm very happy to hear from the caller from Sacramento, because it was in the Sacramento Bee about the left Christian movement coming out just 2 days ago. And I said, well, that says it took the newspaper article, because the Bee is very slow here, to get them to come out and say who they are, because I haven't seen it personally, and I've been to all the protests, and the Christians aren't coming out here. But there was an article 2 days ago in Sacramento Bee, and I hope those Christians and the people that truly believe in what Jesus believed in, because it was good. And
all right. Well, Jennifer.
Humanity.
Yeah, I hear you. Jennifer, I hate to cut you short, but we're just flat running out of time. Thanks so much for checking, and I hope to hear from you again. And do take care. You know, spending part of your adolescence or whatever it was that she was talking about there in a mental institution is not a good place to be for any means. But that's, yeah, that's certainly true about not letting yourself be defined or validated by anyone. I mean, if you're a woman has feelings about your individuality, if you don't, you're probably dead. But if you do, you know, even though it's a male-dominated society, sure, to accept a definition from somebody other than your own self is kind of, well, it's suicidal. That's all. Yeah, listen, thanks for participating tonight. Even you two or three right-wing geeks who made an effort, to hell with you. Everybody else, thanks for participating. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Watch your back. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either, so please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Your beautiful tree, attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. So backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created tree and shrub insect control with Merit, the only product to protect your tree for a full 12 months without any spraying. Just mix and pour at the trunk, and it's shielded from roots to tops. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Better science, better results.